创世纪十三章告诉我们，亚伯兰他损失了人看来美好的土地。
In Genesis chapter 13, it talks about how Abraham lost what looked like a very good territory.
因为他爱他的侄子罗德，所以他让侄子先来选择他所想要的。
Because Abraham loved his nephew Lot, he allowed Lot to make the first selection of the plot of land.
人的爱心是一定会被神来纪念的。
God will remember the love of man.
所以神就应许亚伯兰要祝福他。
For this reason, God was willing to bless Abraham.
那神要亚伯兰做两件事情。
God also wanted Abraham to do two things.
请我们看创世纪十三章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章十四节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 14.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，神对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你几目向东西南北观看。”
14. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward."
17节，你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Verse 17. Arise, walk in the land.Through its length and its width, for I will give it to you.
今天神也是一样应许祝福我们。
Today God is also willing to bless us.
神要我们做什么呢？
What does God want us to do today?
我们就从亚伯兰要做的这两件事情我们来 做一些题得到一些启发联想。
We can get some lessons from those two things that Abraham did here.
亚伯兰他要举目向东西南北观看。
Abraham had to look up in all four directions.
早上我们又互相提醒了我们要很认真的留意的来看神的话语。
In the morning, we learned that we must very intently look into the word of God.
这个亚伯兰他不但要看，而且他要起来走遍。
Abraham not only had to look, but he had to arise and walk around.
这样他才能够很完整的来领受这个福气。
It was by doing this that he could completely receive this blessing.
所以同样的，我们不但来学习神的话语，我们还要将神的话语来行出来。
In the same way, we do not only look at the word of God, but put it into practice.
是我们行神的道理而来蒙福。
It is by doing the word of God that we will receive His blessing.
那当然，我们要先明白神的教训。
Of course, we must first come to an understanding of the teachings of God.
请看雅各书第一章。
Let us refer to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章二十五节。
James chapter 1, verse 25.
二十五节，因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。二十五节哈，二十五节，唯有详细查看那前辈使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does.
这里再一次的雅各也说到说神的教训是完全的是全备的。
James tells us that the instruction of the Lord is perfect and complete.
那神的教训不是要捆绑人，是要让人得到真正的自由。
God's teaching is not to bind people, but rather to give us true liberty.
在神的话语里头来享受那个真正的自由。
We can enjoy true freedom within the Word of God.
那这里雅各讲到说，我们不是听了就忘了。
James tells us here that we are not to just listen and to forget it.
明白了之后要照着去做。
After we understand it, we must put it into practice.
那最后那一句话很重要就在他所行的事上必然得福。
The last phrase is very important. The one who does this will be blessed.
知道是为蒙福去做准备。
To know is to prepare to receive the blessing.
好，那做了就领受福气。
Then when we do it, we will receive that blessing.
好，啊，但是我们会常常啊啊这个啊会这样讲哈，我们知道很多，但是做的很少。
Oftentimes we know a lot, but we do very little. 啊，
那其实这个信仰。跟我们的生活，它其实是不分开的。
The truth is that faith and our life should not be separated.
在我们的生活里头，可以感受到信仰。
In our lives, we can experience our faith.
信仰就在我们的生活里头。
Our faith is also manifested in our life.
那我们的信仰跟生活也不是分开的。
Therefore, our faith and our life is not separated.
所以基本上信仰生活它是在一起的。
In fact, faith and life are together.
好，我们请看约翰福音十三章。
Let us refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章十七节。
John chapter 13, verse 17.
主耶稣告诉门徒说：“你们既知道这些事，若是去行，就有福了。”
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
在这里主耶稣不是讲单一的事情，这些是多数的。你们知道这些事情。
Jesus here is referring to these things which are plural.
所以这个不是只有在主耶稣不是只有讲洗脚礼这个教义。
That means these things does not only refer to the doctrine of foot washing.
还包括着主耶稣的在这当中主耶稣一些生活上的教训。
These things also include teachings that have to do with daily life.
所以主耶稣说，知道这些事情去做就有福了。
This is why Jesus says, if you know these things and you do them, you will be blessed.
所以信仰不是只有一些所谓的教义。
Therefore, faith is just not a series of teachings.
或 doctrines 哈，那信仰也包括着很实在的，我们每一天跟我们每一天生活有关系的。
Faith is not just a series of doctrines, but it has real life application.
那所以我们要常常互相提醒，不但学习道理，而且要行道。
We must constantly remind each other that we not only hear it, but to do it.
但是在现实里头，为什么行道有时候是有点困难
？Why is it so difficult to put the word into practice?
第一个因为我们的这种自我意识很强。
One reason is that our own will can be very strong.
我们常常忘了，我们跟人相处当中，我们是要讲合理。
In our relationships with people, sometimes we are not very reasonable.
我们是要合理。
We should be reasonable.
所以我们说，我们要做一个合理的人。
This is why we say we should be reasonable people.
有时候我们的儿女也会要求父母说。妈妈，爸爸，你对我要合理一点。
Sometimes our children will tell us, Dad or Mom, you should be more reasonable with me.
但是我们对神啊，不是讲合理，是讲顺服。
When it comes to our relationship with God, it is not a matter of being reasonable, but of being submissive.
那我们在人的生活里头习惯了。
But we have this habit when in our interpersonal relationships.
所以在我们跟神相处的时候，我们就忘了我们是在跟神相处。
And because we have this habit, when we relate to other people, we forget that this does not apply to our relationship with God.
所以对神的教训，有时候我们会用很强的自我的意识来做判断。
That is why when it comes to God's doctrine and teachings, we will often have our own will to make a decision.
这是我们人的一个很大的弱点。
This is one of the greatest weaknesses of the human condition.
比如说我们看列王记下第五章。
For example, if we take a look at 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章十二节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 12.
十二节，乃曼说，大马色的河亚巴拿和华尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤地转身去了。
Verse 12, are not the Abana and the Pharpar the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage.
这个大将军乃曼老远的来到以色列地。
The commander Naaman had come from afar to the land of Israel.
他有一个很重要的目的，就是要得着医治。
His very important goal was to receive healing.
虽然他是将军，但是他身上有麻风病。
Even though he was a commander, he was suffering from leprosy.
虽然他可以请很好的医生来看来看他的病，但是他的麻风病还是存在。
Although he could ask for the attendance of great physicians, they could not rid him of his leprosy.
虽然他可以用最好的药，但是他的病还在。
Even though he used the best medicine, this illness did not depart from him.
所以他这一趟长途的旅行有一个很重要的目的。
The most important goal of this long journey he took.
就是他要得到医治。
Was to receive healing.
那这个先知也就告诉他得医治的方法。
The prophet told him the way he could receive healing.
不是用任何的治疗方法，这个人想象的治疗方法。
And this form of healing would not come about by human methods.
不是先知手按在他的身上。
The healing would not come by the laying of hands of the prophet.
也不是用什么药给他服用。
It did not come from medication.
是叫他到约旦河去沐浴七回。
It was to wash himself in the River Jordan 7 times.
这个先知告诉他的当然就是从神来的。
This instruction from the prophet actually came from God.
因为这是要医人的病。
This was for the healing of this illness.
先知是讲神的话，不是医生。
The prophet is a spokesperson for God and he's not a physician.
所以这个方法是神给的。
This method of healing came from God.
但是乃曼他用他的自我的想法来判断这件事情。
However, Naaman relied on his own understanding to make a judgment on the situation.
如果要到河里去沐浴七回，我干嘛跑那么远来？
He said, if I am to wash myself in the rivers, why should I come so far?
更何况你所谓的约旦河又比不上我们国家里头那两条河那么大那么干净。
Your Jordan River cannot even compare to the 2 great rivers of my nation.
所以乃曼用自我的想法来判断神跟他所讲的话。
Naaman used his own will and his own thinking to judge God's word.
所以呢，这里说他就很生气的转身就走了。
So Naaman was in a rage and went away.
真的，很多时候我们为什么做不出来？
Why is it that we often cannot put the word of God into practice?
并不是我们不知道。
It is not because we do not know what the teaching is.
而是内在里头，我们很自我的来做判断。
But rather, we are very self-centered when it comes to making a judgment.
所以很多时候我们会把神某一部分的话，把它看得很轻。
We may look lightly upon a portion of God's word.
我们请再看约翰福音第一章。
Let us also refer to John chapter 1.
John 福音第一章四十六节。
John chapter 1 verse 46.
四十六节，拿单业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。
”And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see."
腓力发现主耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Philip discovered that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以他很高兴的去找到他最好的朋友拿单耶，告诉他这件事情。
He happily went to find his friend Nathanael to tell him of this news.
这个拿单耶也是很自我的来做个判断。
Nathanael was also making a judgment out of his own will.
他说这个耶稣他是从这个拿撒勒出来的。
Jesus comes from Nazareth.
拿撒勒是一个小地方，那里还能够出怎样的伟大的人？
Nazareth is such a small place. What great person can come from this humble background?
我们人常常会有这种很直接的从里头出来的一种判断。
We often will have these kind of judgment.
那所以这个成为有时候我们为什么没有办法把神的教训很实在的去行出来？
This is one reason why we are unable to put the word of God into practice.
那再来就是 神的教训有时候表面上跟我们的生活有冲突。
Secondly, there may be superficial conflicts with the Word of God and our life.
那为什么会有冲突？
Why do these conflicts exist?
常常是因为我们很有限，我们没有看得那么远。
It is because we are short-sighted.
我们觉得说跟我们眼前的生活有冲突。
We may feel that there is a conflict with our daily life.
所以我们会想办法去把它 修改一下。
We will think of a way to try to revise it.
或者我们会说，等我方便的时候，我再来遵守。
Or we will say to ourselves, I will follow it when it is convenient for me.
所以这也是成为我们一个没有办法行道的一个主要的原因之一。
This is also another reason why we cannot put the word of God into practice.
我们请参考希伯来书十一章。
Let us refer to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
这里在谈到摩西的信心。
This speaks of the faith of Moses.
要行道啊，我们真的要求神加添我们信心。
In order to put the word of God into practice, we must ask God to add to our faith.
或者要行道，常常会跟我们眼前的生活，尤其利益会有冲突。
Otherwise, we will find a conflict between the word and our life.
那摩西他是一个行道的人。
Moses was a man who did the word of God.
那因为他有那一个充足的信心。
Because he had sufficient faith.
所以他就能够去克服那个眼前的冲突。
He was able to overcome the conflict he encountered.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称法老女儿之子。
24. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
第一个，他放弃了这个法老的女儿儿子的这个头衔，这个身份。
The first thing that Moses did was to give up his status of being the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
法老是那个世代里头那个地区最强的王。
Pharaoh was the strongest king of that territory at that time.
那摩西他放弃了当王的孙子。
Moses gave up the station of being the Pharaoh's grandson.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
受苦是我们不喜欢的。
Nobody enjoys suffering.
能够享乐常常是人所愿意的。
We are more willing to partake of pleasure.
为了守道理，有时候要受苦。
In order to keep the word of God, we must sometimes suffer.
为了守道理，有时候要放弃一些所谓享受的习惯。
In order to keep the word of God, we would have to give up some pleasurable habits.
这个就是冲突。
These are conflicts.
有些人说，等我玩够了，我再来信耶稣。
Some will say, I want to enjoy myself before I come to believe in Jesus.
有些人说，等我逛一逛，逛够了，我再来发热心。
Some will say, I will want to go and see things before I become very fervent and devout.
意思就是说，神的教训，我现在把它放比较轻一点。
In other words, I will look lightly upon the word of God.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵。因为他想望所要得的赏赐。
26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
几乎没有一个人说我不要财宝。
There are probably not many who will say they do not want a treasure.
绝大部分的人都是喜欢财宝的，包括我。
The majority of people, including me, would like a treasure.
但是有时候得财宝是会跟神的教训有冲突的。
But sometimes receiving this treasure will have a conflict with the teachings of God.
哦，那摩西为什么他能够选择遵守神的教训而放弃财宝？
Why was Moses able to hold on to the word of God and to give up this treasure?
哦，因为他明白神的教训。
It was because he understood the word of God.
哦，这里说因为他仰望所要得的赏赐。
He was looking to a reward.
哦，从明白圣经里头会让我们看见那个肉眼所没有看到的宝贝。
By understanding the Bible, we can see the reward and treasure that cannot be seen by human eyes.
哦，所以要行道还是离不了，要听道，要学习道理。
In order to do the word of God, we must also listen to it.
好，那到底我们要行哪些道理？
What doctrines are we to practice?
哦，归纳来讲，两件事情。
There are two main doctrines.
啊，第一个，我们的行道是对神。
First, our works are towards God.
啊，第二个，我们的行道是对人。
Secondly, our works are towards men.
哦，所以就是要爱神，爱人。
We are to love God and to love men.
请看马可福音十二章。
Let us refer to Mark chapter 12.
Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Mark chapter 12,
verse 30.
30节，你要尽心、尽信、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Verse 30, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
圣经里头很多的教训，其中的一个结论就是要爱神。
The conclusion of many doctrines in the Bible is to love God.
圣经里头这些啊，或者我们弟兄姐妹当中蒙神祝福的，他一定有这一个特点，他是一个爱神的人。
One of the qualities of the believers who have received blessing are the ones that have loved God.
那这里讲到说是尽心、尽信、尽意、尽力来爱神。
Here it tells us that we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
哦，这个尽心就是相信、依靠。
With all of our heart is to do it with trusting and reliance.
哦，这个尽心就是归向神。
It is to give ourselves towards God.
哦，这个尽心就是。会在神的面前来做悔改。
To repent before God.
所以我们要常常在这个生活当中提醒自己，我要相信，要依靠。
In our daily lives, we remind ourselves that we must believe and rely on God.
常常问自己，神是不是我生活的中心？
We should ask ourselves if God is the center of our life.
常常问自己，我有没有在神的面前来认罪悔改
？We ask ourselves if we have come before God and repent of our sins.
再来要这个尽兴。
Secondly, it is to do so with all of our soul.
就有那种感情啊。
That is to do it with emotion.
那种在神的面前将自己倾倒出来。
It means to pour ourselves out before the presence of God.
在神的面前常常表达出我们那一种因为神而有的喜乐。
It is to express the joy and happiness that we have from God.
有些人是让人感觉是很没有感情的。
Some people will.Give you this feeling that they don't have much emotion.
他很有权柄，很威严，但是没有感情。
They are very strong and powerful, but they are emotionless.
那我们的神不是没有感情的。
God is not a God without emotion.
所以我们要用我们的感情去爱神。
Therefore, we should use our emotion to love God.
再来要尽意的爱神。
Next, it is to love God with our mind.
那是一种了解。
That is to love God with understanding.
是有这个圣经的知识做基础的来爱神。
It is based on the Bible to love God.
是一种拥有上头来的智慧在爱神。
It is using an understanding that comes from above in order to love God.
所以那个会表现在生活里头。
This will be manifested in our lives.
一个人不能够说我爱神，但是他生活里头是没有和平。
One person cannot say I love God, but there is no peace in their life.
因为爱神是用一种圣经的知识跟了解去爱神。
Loving God is to love Him with an understanding based on the Bible.
那最后一个尽力的去爱神。
Finally, we are to love God with all of our strength.
神没有要我们跟别人做比较。
God does not want us to compare ourselves to others.
我们会说哪一个人对我比较好。
We may say someone is better than I am.
因为他给我的比较多。
Because they give us more.
但是我们的神他不会这样子。
Our God does not behave this way.
神不会让你去跟别人比较。
God does not compare us to another.
神要的是你，不是那种比较。
God wants us and not for us to compare ourselves to others.
所以我们看到一些让我们觉得很安慰的事情。
When we come across things that will comfort us.
我们看到主耶稣说，那个寡妇的两个小钱是最多的。
For example, Jesus said that the two pennies from the widow were the greatest.
因为这个人他是尽力的，他已经尽了他的力量。
It was because she had done it with all of her strength.
当然，两个小钱跟绝大部分的人比起来是渺小的。
Even though it may seem that these two pennies are minute compared to others' wealth.
但是主耶稣说他所献的是最多的。
But Jesus considered that she gave the most.
所以要爱神其实也不是那么的困难。
Therefore, it is not that difficult to love God.
只是在我们愿不愿意去做。
It just depends on whether or not we are willing to do it.
那再来第二个项目，行道的第二个项目就是对人。
The other factor in doing the word of God is towards man.
我们看马可福音12:31。
Let us refer to Mark chapter 12, verse 31.
31节，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
这个约翰说啊，我们一个人不能够说我爱神，但是我恨人。
John teaches us that we cannot say we love God and we hate man.
一个爱神的人，他也一定要去爱他周遭的人。
Someone who loves God also must love those around him.
所以这里说，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
That is why there are no other commandments greater than these two.
如果我们要蒙福
，If you want to receive blessing,
我们要认识道理，我们要去行道。
You must understand the word and also put it into practice.
我们要去爱神，要去爱人。
We are to love God and to love man.
那这里说要爱人。如同自己。
Love our neighbor as ourselves.
那这个应该是一个很简单、很重要、很实在的一个原则。
This is a very simple but also a very important principle.
我最需要的是什么
？What do I need the most?
这可能就是也是我周遭的人的需要。
What I need the most will probably also be the same need as those around me.
我最喜欢的是什么
？What do I like the most?
这个很有可能也是我周遭的人他所喜欢的。
This is also probably the same thing that those around me will like.
我最讨厌人家怎么对待我
？What type of treatment do I hate the most?
那这也可能就是我周遭的人不喜欢人家这样来对待他。
This is probably also the same treatment that others won't like.
那其中特别要我们彼此来提醒的就是我们的言语。
One thing that we should remind one another is regarding our speech.
言语虽然不是一个实际的行动。
Even though speech is not necessarily an action.
所以圣经也告诉我们，这个爱不能够只有在嘴巴里头，更要在行动上。
The Bible says that we should not, it should not just be in our lips, but in our actions.
那但是我们也都知道，这讲话其实它是很有力量的。
But we also know that there is great strength in our speech.
所以如何去爱人，一个很重要、很基本的，就是从我们的言语开始。
One important and simple way to love others is with our speech.
我们不喜欢人家用言语来伤害我们。
We don't like others to use their speech to hurt us.
我们有时候会说那个比刀子还要利。
Sometimes we may feel words are even sharper than a knife.
我们有时候会说那个言语啊，让人家的痛不是只有皮肉痛，是痛到心里。
We may say that these words are so hurtful they don't just hurt the flesh but the heart.
所以如果我们要爱别人，那我们要留意我们的言语。
If we want to show love to others, we must be mindful of our words.
我们说出来的话会不会伤害人？通常我们事先是知道的。
We usually will know whether or not our words will hurt others.
有时候我们是刻意的去讲伤害人的话。
Sometimes we willingly speak words that will hurt others.
有的人一听啊，马上那个反应就很激烈。
And some people who hear us will have a very big response.
那个 reaction 是很大的哈。我们有时候心里会想，我就是要让他这样子。
And it will cause a great reaction, and in our hearts, we might want to push that button.
那所以会伤害人的话，把它吞进去，不要讲。
It is better for us to swallow these words that would hurt others.
那高兴的事情也是值得来分享的。
It is good to share those happy things.
但是有时候也要看一下场合。
But we should also be mindful of the circumstance.
有时候高兴的事情无意当中可能也会伤害到人。
Sometimes happy situations can also hurt others.
那我们在谈话当中一定会谈到别人。
When we are discussing, we will talk about others.
那个人不在场。
And if that person is not there.
但是不等于我们说他的话，他一定不会听见。
Just because that person is not present doesn't mean that they will not hear what we say about them.
但是我们在谈话当中又一定会谈到别人。
But when in our conversation, we will talk about others.
那所以当我们要谈别人的事情，我们告诉一下自己，我们要小心的说。
Therefore, when we are talking about others, we must tell ourselves we should be cautious in our words.
我们通常是这个人不在场，好，所以我们就很开怀的谈了。
It is often the case that when someone is not present, we will speak freely about them.
那很多时候不是因为他不在场，他就不知道或没有听见。
But just because they are absent doesn't mean that they won't know or they won't hear about it.
这对我们自己来讲，我们应该是很乐意听别人给我对我们的意见。
Usually we will be very open to others' suggestions.
我们欢迎别人告诉我们他对我们的看法跟感觉。
We welcome their comments about how they feel about us.
因为常常我们自己看自己是不清楚的。
It is because we may not see ourselves clearly.
别人看我们看得很清楚。
And others may see ourselves more clearly.
如果我们要成为更好的人，我们实在需要很多别人的意见。
If we want to improve as a person, then we need those comments from others.
所以我们应该都可以成为一个蒙福的人。
In this way, we can be those who are blessed.
因为我们不但学习圣经的道理，我们还很努力的在实行圣经的道理。
Because we not only endeavor to learn from the doctrine in the Bible, but also to put it into practice.
那最后，这个举目观看，纵横走遍，也不要忽略了传福音这件事情。
When it comes to looking around and walking around, let us not forget about evangelizing.
人的心就好像一块土地。
The heart of man is like a field.
人的心也是神要赐给我们的。
the heart of man is also something God will grant us.
所以我们要去看人的心。
We are to look upon people's hearts.
有很多的人，他们实在是需要救恩，需要福音。
There are many people who need salvation and who need the gospel.
我们要走遍这些人的心。
We are to walk towards their hearts.
把福音的种子来撒在他们的心田里。
To sow the word of God in the field of their hearts.
这个也是神对我们的祝福。
This is also another form of blessing from God.
所以看跟走不要忘了周遭的人他们的心。
As we are looking around and walking around, let us not forget the hearts of those around us.
因为这也是神所要给我们的产业。
Because this is also the inheritance that God will give us.
那我们现在就一起来祷告。
Now we will pray in one accord.
求主耶稣继续加添我们的力量。
We ask the Lord Jesus to add to our strength.
让我们能够真正做一个爱神爱人的好信徒。
So that we can become a good believer that will love God and love mankind.
也求神将更多的人来赐给我们。
We also ask God that He will grant us many more brethren.
我们愿意走遍许多人的心。
And that we may be willing to walk on many others' hearts.
照神的应许，这就要赐给我们。
According to God's promise, He will grant it to us.
我们要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.